top athletes compete in Haines for the Freeride World Tour. And the comedy Last of the Red Hot Lovers comes to the stage in Haines. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more, up next. 27 elite big mountain skiers and snowboarders brave deep snow and steep slopes in the Haines Mountains for the Freeride World Tour. Friday's event took place after a week of waiting for unsafe snow conditions to settle. KHNS's Emily Files watched the competition and has this report.
Hello and welcome to Haines, Alaska, for the fourth event on the 2017 Freeride World Tour. It is aptly named the Dream Stop.
Announcers Ed Lee and Martin Winkler talked through the action on the Freeride website's live stream of the Haines competition. This is the Freeride's third time in the Chilkat Valley. The weather and snow conditions have to be just right. Organizers hoped to kick things off Tuesday, but had to delay.
Yeah, no shortage of snow. That's been the big issue this week, just waiting for the snow to settle.
The competition began around 11 a.m. Friday morning.
Drops in, first rider on the face.
It was 2 hours of incredible runs.
Holy wow. Moly.
Big drop, double 360.
Incredible heartbreaks.
He's riding
Oh, no! I jinxed him.
And one avalanche.
I'm covering some rocks. Whoa. And a slide. But he's handling it like a boss.
He knew exactly where his escape route was.
It was Swedish skier Reina Barkered who triggered a significant avalanche. The tumbling snow was a reminder that unstable conditions put the competition on hold for several days. At a reception in Haines about a week before the competition, Barkered explained what competing here over the last 2 years has taught him.
Yeah, what I learned is that I learned nothing. So I'm going to start from scratch and just try to send it.
What do you mean by that?
No, it's that you never know. Like, it depends so much on what these other crazy guys are doing up there. So I'm going to find what I think looks fun and ride it the best I can.
Barkered steered clear of the sliding snow and stayed on his feet, earning a high score. The deep, fresh snow was a double-edged sword. It helped some riders and hurt others. For example, experienced skier Drew Tabke.
Oh, does he get around? No, he doesn't!
He didn't quite throw hard enough.
What a shame.
Partway through his run, Tabke fell. Twice.
Oh, that is a Greek tragedy of a line.
Two French athletes topped the men's ski category. Loic Colum-Paton received the highest score out of all the athletes with a smooth, confident run. Leo Slemet came in second. In the men's snowboarding category, it was American Sammy Lubke who had the run to beat.
Beautiful 360.
Oh
yes. He makes it look so easy every time.
Lubke's score here and at the previous stops solidified his spot as men's snowboard champion of the 2017 Freeride World Tour.
You know, you got to deal with the kind of nerve-wracking conditions, I guess, or situations.
At the athletes' reception, Lubke emphasized how each person travels all this way for just one run. He said, if it goes poorly...
Just got to suck it up, you know? I mean, you can't take it too serious. Everyone wants to do their best, but, I mean, it's just snowboarding. For me, like, it's the thing I love most in the world.
Shannon Yates is an American snowboarder.
We all know what we're waiting for, and it's just this awesome Alaska line. And you just kind of get this level of anticipation waiting for go day. And it's pretty cool.
She was calm and collected, knew what she was doing, just let that surface slide pass.
She aced her run and came in first in the women's snowboard category.
So Shannon Yates stays on her feet.
Staying on your feet in the steep, challenging terrain is an accomplishment in itself. The other three snowboard women fell at least once in their runs. As for the women skiers, Italian Ariana Tricomi topped the category.
Oh, yes!
Alaskan skier Hazel Birnbaum also had a successful run. At the reception the week before, Birnbaum said after multiple competitions in Europe, it was nice to be back in familiar terrain.
On the competition day, it's really anyone's game, and that's the cool thing, is like everyone is really talented. and it could anyone could win at any point. It just depends on like who's having a good day.
In all but the men's snowboard category, scores are close enough that the Freeride 2017 title is still anyone's game. The athletes who competed in Haines go on to the finals in Verbier, Switzerland, April 1st. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
Three Chilkat Valley teams are advancing to the championship games in the Juno Gold Medal Basketball Tournament after undefeated streaks during the week-long event. In the women's bracket, Haines will compete for a second gold medal win. The team won its first gold medal tournament last year. Its championship game is Saturday at 2 p.m. Some of the top scorers so far are Fran Daly, Elisa Besky, and Sarah Elliott. There are two local men's teams vying for first place in their respective brackets, which are based on the ages of players. Andrew Frisky, Jason Scholl, and Jesse McGraw helped the Kluckwan men's C team pull off a nail-biter win against Metlakatla Thursday night. Like the Haines women, the Kluckwan C team is the defending champ in its bracket. The championship game is Saturday at 6 p.m. Finally, the Haines men's B bracket team has a shot at the gold Saturday at 8 p.m., Top scorers include Kyle Fossman, Tyler Healy, and Ben Egolf. There are no Chilkat Valley teams in the Masters bracket this year. A play about life, love, and intimacy, or lack of it, is coming to Haines next week. The cast has been rehearsing in the lead-up to the comedy Last of the Red Hot Lovers.
It's about a middle-aged man who is trying to have his or a last fling in his life.
Todd Siebens is directing the play.
He feels like life is passing him by. So he meets these three women at various places and times.
The man is Barney Cashman, played by Tony Habra.
He is going through a midlife crisis, and he thinks that the only way he will ever truly experience life is if he has an affair with someone other than his wife.
One of the women is Jeanette Fisher, his wife's best friend.
Of all of Thelma's friends, you are the one I respect the most, and that's why I was so happy. No, Jeanette, it's gonna be all right. Come on, Jeanette, none of that now. Jeanette, it's me, it's Barney.
I'm the third woman that Barney tries to have an affair with.
Margaret Siebens plays Jeanette.
Barney, you know I don't find you physically attractive. You knew that, didn't you?
Siebens says each of the women are kind of caricatures.
I'm the neurotic woman. So it makes it easier to play because it is kind of a little bit of a caricature. But then there's little pockets of being able to dig deeper and expose something other than just neuroticism.
Tara Bicknell plays Bobby Michelle.
Oh my God! I didn't even notice it! You shaved your mustache!
What mustache?
Didn't you have a mustache yesterday?
No.
She keeps dropping these one-liners that you're just like, what? You know, and Barney seems to be chasing her around with a butterfly net, kind of trying to figure out what she wants or who she is or what that meant or was that aggressive or was that okay.
Bicknell says her character is kind of a handful.
She's kind of this distracted, wild thing between living between New York and LA. And I think she's just up for anything. But doesn't really have quite a direction of her own and seems to have encountered all these just bizarre experiences in life.
Todd Siebens directs a play annually in Haines. Usually they're a little more serious, but this year he decided to go for the laughs.
I like to have a fair amount of drama mixed with some comedy in it so people go away feeling good still. I have thought of doing some full-on dramas, but people don't like those in the summer or winter time too much when it's dark. So I decided to go with a full-on comedy this time.
But there are some life lessons embedded in the story. Here's Margaret Siebens.
It's funny. It is about relationships. I think it's going to make people laugh and maybe think a little bit about their own marriages or partnerships.
Bicknell says it's about life choices.
Choosing a lifestyle, whether it's a wild lifestyle or a stable lifestyle, and having an affair or being part of the party or not, and how you choose to live your life and how rewarding that choice is.
The third woman Barney tries to have an affair with is Elaine Navazio, played by Madeline Wittick. Whether he succeeds with any of them, the cast won't say. But either way, Bicknell says he finds closure.
Barney figures it out in the end. The meaning of life.
Siebens rates the production PG-13 for some language and portrayed drug use. Opening night is Friday, March 31st at the Chilkat Center. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins.